We have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Simon, Gareth, and Vicky.
All right, we are live.
Boom.
We're back.
What is up?
It's a great week. I didn't even get a chance to go pee.
Ooh.
I'm gonna. My bladder is just gonna be floating right now. Just gonna be floating.
Uh oh.
This is gonna be a lot of fun. How are you?
Wow, that was crazy. We just had like everyone just left.
And you know what?
We had a huge.
They gave
group
us
in
the
here.
Biggest compliment. Do you hear what they said? They go, dude, this is a really good show. Everyone's been telling me that lately.
Pretty awesome.
Our makes numbers keep good. Going up. It's the Playboy. We're Playboy Radio, the Naughty Show. We're slinging it. Danica's hanging out.
Danica Dillon in studio. Ran into her in the lobby earlier. It was awesome.
Yeah, we love you.
Threw me off for a second.
Yes.
Someone
please.
Was like,
can
Vicky. I'm
can
like,
I
what?
Can I see them? Can
what?
I see them? Yes.
Oh, she. Oh.
Does she want to hang out with
yeah,
us for a couple minutes?
If she can
are
come
we allowed
on
to? I know they get a little weird. Come hang out. What's Danica's last name?
Dillon.
Danica Dillon. Of course. Our friend Danica Dillon's been on a couple Naughty Shows.
Well, she was next door at Radio Sex, so we just always want to make
come
sure we're
out.
Not stealing people away.
Yeah. You're our friend. How? Oh, pull, yeah. Pull up, boom. What are you?
I said I'm 100% done over there. Next
boom.
Time.
So nice. Hang out. Just hang out.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes. We can never have enough hot chicks on the show.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
There you go.
There's my boobies for you.
Oh, that's so great. I fucking love you.
When AVN last... Awards just on. Didn't see one boob. Boom. 1 minute into the next show. Danica delivers.
We just got to be professional. That's why.
Because I freaking rock. That's why.
You know what? I think we learned something last episode is we need hula hoops, we need bungees, we need trampolines.
Just in case.
I need all that stuff. Why don't I have that? What else? I mean, I'm put together. We had a great last show. We had Annie Sandemus call in, talk about her rights being violated by Al-Qaeda, a.k.a. the Pittsburgh Police Department. And then we had the Sex Awards come on, and they were talking about that. How can we get you nominated? Danica,
well, the nominations are already up, so now people are just voting, but I'm going to be a presenter on this.
Oh, so. Look who's cool.
Sam, I just have a really good publicist.
You do.
Nice. Sam was trying to weasel his way into a presenter.
Don't
weasel.
Think I won't. I'm going to say this right now.
Do you want right to be
now.
My date?
I know a woman who would get really mad if I said yes.
We can bring that woman along.
I'll do it. I know a husband that won't give a shit.
Yeah, but here's the whole thing. If we do that, you guys have to hook up. That's the only rule, Vicky. If you go on a date with our good friend Danica to the Sex Awards,
so
you
that,
better...
So it's like
better,
two wins then? Yeah, that'd be fine.
Who
I'd be fine
that,
with that.
Who thinks that that would actually happen? That Vicky would actually hook up with Danica if
I'd
given
the
moment. I'd
have sex with Vicky.
Why would I say no? You think I'd be the one
yes,
like no?
Yes,
why?
Yes. I'm going to put that out there. I think you're going to say no to our good friend of show, Danica.
I don't know. The last show I was on of yours, you were kind of mean to me.
Oh, me or her?
You.
Me? How am I the mean guy?
No, he's calling me a good friend.
I'm the Santa Claus of the Naughty Show. I make dreams come true.
Darling, I'm just joking. Calm down.
Hey, Dragonfly.
Take a minute.
Do we know if our guests are here? Do we know what's going on? Is it chaos? Am I living in? We sent Charlie out. He might have
I
an acid
see
flashback.
One girl out there, and there were people downstairs waiting to come up.
Okay, well, let's hope RoboCop gets him up.
But
here.
RoboCop was in our talk show.
Yeah,
RoboCop loves it.
RoboCop's double dipping.
Yeah, he is.
He's not. By the way, Dragonfly's very cute friend from Dallas. I love your pose that you're doing right now. You look very glamour shots. Like that's every glamour shot mall pick. That's very hot. I like glasses. Am I a weird guy? I like jizzing on glasses. Does that make me a weird person? Does that make me weird that I just talk about your glasses?
End.
I want.
Do you not realize what I do for a living?
I do.
I'm being weird.
Is it weird that I'm attracted to teeth?
I am too.
I like jizz teeth, I call them. I just love jizz teeth.
When girls get jizz in their mouth and they play with it.
I just want jizz on your teeth.
Really?
Yeah. I think we're going to get kicked off. Oh, Sam?
I think they call that Wang toothpaste.
I love the way he said that. I believe they call that Wang toothpaste. Like he's our Dr. Xavier or some shit on the show. Prognosis, status report, ETA. They're down. They're here. They're in. They're coming up. The circus is a coming.
Oh boy.
Okay. I don't want them in here though. I just want to make sure they're here. Tilt. Boom. Watch. Bam. No. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Okay. Just for now on, we're gonna call that eyes on it. Eyes on it. Eyes on.
There's a computer screen that gives information. If the listeners are like, "What the fuck's happening?" That's what it is.
Want to talk about my week that I just had? I went to Comic-Con. Have you been to Comic-Con?
No, I have not.
Hold on.
Yes, I know. I live in San Diego, and I've never been to Comic-Con.
Whoa, that's even weird. I was going to say, just because you're an adult film star and you haven't been to Comic-Con. You lived in San Diego, and you never went to Comic-Con.
Oh, my gosh. I don't like being around 50 million people in like a tuna can, like not being able to move. I feel like a sardine. And especially people come from all over. No one speaks English. And... I get confused.
Okay.
I just don't like it.
Is there any porn called claustrophobic porn where some girl in the elevator gets claustrophobic and then she just blows everybody? Can that be an award on the sex awards?
Do you want to have Paul come back?
Yeah. No. I just love it there because I'm really into cosplay.
I bet you are.
I love girls dressing up. I mean, I just find that so sexy.
Half of them don't dress at all. What do you mean, surprisingly,
that's my favorite outfit. No dress at all. No, actually, you know what I'm really into? Sundress, no underwear. That is right in my sweet spot. Just the thought of it gets my heart pumping. I love the thought of girls in sundresses with no underwear.
Wow.
That's just my thing.
That seems so, that's very innocent.
Yeah,
I'm
not, even though I'm into kink.com, we talked about that in the last episode, I like kink.com, I'm into it, but my whole thing, what really turns me on is getting women to agree to have sex with me.
I had fake sex with you.
You what? You did not.
I did
yes,
too.
On the
you
show.
But I did not have fake.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I did.
What did you think of my technique?
You were a little awkward about it.
What?
It's okay.
I have award-winning dick.
I bet you don't.
You know why I have? I don't have a big dick.
You don't have to have a big dick to know how to work it.
But I bring in the cuckoo with my dick. I inject cuckoo into chicks. I inject crazy into
like
ladies.
A lot of child
I've been stalked. I've been stalked numerous times, and here's the thing about stalkers. I bang my stalkers. Like, most girls run and get, like, weird kind of, like, restraining orders. I'm like when your parents bust you smoking cigarettes, and they make you smoke all the cigarettes, like a pack of cigarettes. I, like, keep hitting it till you're like, I don't want to stalk you anymore. That's how I am.
That's pretty brilliant.
Well, I know not to stalk you.
You wouldn't even hook up with me. Nobody wants to hook up. I bring in all these girls. None of them want to hook up with me. They bone all my friends. All these adult film stars bone all my friends except for me. But I don't think this show would work if I started boning the girls that come on the show. Hmm. At least
the
adult film stars.
They wouldn't want to leave you, from what I understand.
Yeah, exactly. And it would just be I like to create a place where girls can just come and hang out without having to worry about
dick. You start injecting that cuckoo all over. All of a sudden, we can't get a guest.
We're going to have to change the name for the night show to the Cuckoo Nest.
I think that's the name of my show.
Is that the name of your new show, Cuckoo's Nest?
No.
So I went to Comic-Con. Out of nowhere, actually I knew about it. My friend calls me the day before and goes, hey, I just got an extra ticket to Metallica's Secret Show.
Oh, snap.
Two tickets, me and him. I drove down. It was very weird driving down with a 55-year-old French man complaining about that he's lonely and he's got a big dick. I mean, it's a weird drive. It's a weird drive. But
that's a fun 4 hours.
Can we get that picture of that face? That should be an avatar right there. Somebody take a picture of that. Okay.
Trying
can
to
I
send
ask
the
you
message.
Something? Where's Charlie right now? Okay. I just have to accept that.
Vining next door, I think.
It's just ridiculous. Anyways.
There were titties out.
Hey, Charlie.
Welcome.
We're 10 minutes into a show. Where you been?
I got stuck in the basement.
You got stuck
in
the lobby?
The basement?
What, RoboCop wouldn't let you up?
RoboCop was here helping out. I went down to go get our guests, and then he came up, and then I got stuck.
Oh.
And I just saw, like, all of, like, the cleaning crew and all of our previous guests leave. And they just looked at me like I was a creeper. And then I was like, no, no, it's cool. And they're like, okay. And then they just walked out.
Uh-oh. All right, well, I take it back.
What?
They left you just sitting there.
Yeah. Nothing happened. It was so depressing.
Have you
so
met sorry. Danica?
Yes. We met out on the thing. Here, we can handshake one more time.
$10, Charlie bones her. That's how my luck goes. Charlie bangs, I don't bang nothing. Nobody wants to hook up with the Armenian lesbian.
I'm going to break your heart, but Charlie's not going to bang me.
Why?
Because...
How's that breaking his heart? I'm in someone else's.
You're breaking
his
heart.
Hold on. The only way Charlie can bang me is if he's in one of my movies.
Why? You don't have sex outside of movies?
No.
What kind of world do you live in? That's so...
I have a husband.
Oh.
Oh.
That was a marriage joke. Boom, yeah. Boom. Now, does your husband film your scenes?
No.
Are you going to get to that point where he films
Probably
your scene?
Probably not.
Does he watch your scenes?
No.
Doesn't even know?
He
doesn't
knows.
Care?
He knows. We have our ups and downs with it, but he doesn't watch my scenes, and that's that.
Wow.
If I was married to you, I'd watch your scenes, and I'd send notes.
Every time he watches a scene, we end up fighting.
Okay, I'll be like,
whether it be a girl or
you
a boy girl or solo.
Wow.
Bleaching your butthole.
Yeah, bleaching your butthole is no good. As soon as you do, some jackass is going to spill red wine all over
it. And it's going to suck. It's going to look horrible.
All right, let me finish my story of
Comic-Con and Metallica.
And then we'll bring in, I'm so excited about having these guys out.
Who?
We'll get to it. So basically I go there and it's a 1,000-seat theater, I think, which is really cool. Whoa. Because this is the first time I've seen a favorite band of mine play a venue. Well, this is the second time. I saw Velvet Revolver play at the Whiskey a Go-Go, which was basically like watching Guns N' Roses. And I'd been blackballed from the Whiskey Go-Go because I ate a girl's ass on stage. And apparently...
You fucking rock.
That's not allowed at the Whiskey Go-Go. Like, I'm an asshole.
Wow. You were licking an asshole.
I was eating. I like some girls, I just want to breathe life. I just want to put the ass goggles on and breathe. Why does everyone look at me like I'm weird?
So
Sam,
Metallica,
are you not into that?
So Metallica.
So anyways... I had played this theater that Metallica was in, so I was pretty happy about that. It was pretty cool. And I get there, and I mean, it's a small venue. So anyways, me, the Frenchman with the big dick who's lonely, goes down to this theater. And outside the theater, and if you go to my Instagram, you can see this chick, this gorgeous blonde, about 32 years old, the biggest tits you've ever seen, gorgeous blonde. Do you know how hot she was?
How hot?
It was the first time in my life I was attracted to someone's nose.
Oh, really?
I looked at her, I'm like, you have the most gorgeous nose I've ever seen in my life.
I go for nose, so really? I can't relate. Yeah. I
Are you
start
a nose
with
person?
Nose.
I'm a teeth person. Like,
I am too. But I've never been attracted to a nose. I couldn't stop staring at her nose.
Yeah. I bet
and if someone goes, hey, I like your nose, you think they're fucking with you. Like they're shitting on you.
Did you tell her that?
I go, man, I really like your nose.
Oh, that's crazy.
No, that's creeper status. Because typically in a woman's head, you say, oh, you know what? I really like your eyes. And you're like, that fucking dude is staring at my tits.
Well, I mean.
No,
yeah.
You don't know what
but
to
see,
think.
Here's the thing. If you have fake tits, you can't really complain about a guy staring at your tits because you put them there to be stared at.
I don't have fake tits, so I don't have that problem.
All right. Unless you're a cancer victim, that's the only exception to that rule.
Or Angelina Jolie, who wasn't really a cancer victim,
but
decided to chop him off anyway.
Thought she was going to be.
That was our last step. You weren't there. You missed the whole mess that we had.
I totally dogged Angelina Jolie.
That was uncalled for, not American.
No.
But so we go there. This blonde is trying to get into Metallica. She comes up to me and starts working me. And 3 minutes into her spiel, I go, listen, you're hot. I love your nose. But listen, I'm not going to get you tickets. That fucking dude over there, the Frenchman with the Muppet eyebrows, is the dude who's going to get you tickets. She goes, oh. I'm like, yeah, work him. I go, hey, I'd love for you to hit on me all day to get these tickets, but I ain't got them. That's the guy who's going to get you. Shwink, she's on him. 2 seconds, dude. They're walking hand in hand. It was like, boom. He knows the crew from Metallica because he's been working on Metallica. We go to go in, and I'm like, at this point, going, I've seen Metallica 5 times.
Oh, shit.
I've seen them enough. If this is going to make my friend happy, I'm going to let her have my ticket.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm going to perform later that night at a comedy club. So fuck it, man. Let her have the ticket. He
you
comes up to
performed in San Diego and didn't invite me.
Well, you don't go to Comic-Con, so you wouldn't be there anyways.
You just because I don't go doesn't mean I couldn't go.
Good point. Well put.
I know a lot of people there.
I will make sure next time you know.
No,
I'm
don't
actually,
worry about it. Just
I will
take
be
me
at
off
the,
your email list.
I will be at the Madhouse. I will be at the Madhouse, the Comedy Madhouse in San Diego, August 2nd and 3rd, if you want to come hang out.
I will be in Sacramento, so next
you
time.
You bitch. Anyways.
Okay, so they're getting ready to walk into this
so
place.
So we're about to walk in. I'm about to jump on the sword. My buddy goes, take these tickets. I'll see you inside. I'm like, what are you doing? Go. So we go inside. I'm like, I hope he can get in. Next thing you know, he's walking through the back, and he's in.
Wow.
And we went, and I saw Metallica in that venue. The greatest show I've ever seen from them. It was an hour and a half, all classics. No more of this, hey, we got this new album from when I got sober in rehab. You want to hear it? It's called Why Don't I Live My Life the Right Way? No, dude, it's all like, all the Kill 'Em All,
oh, nice.
Ride the Lightnings, all this. You know, those songs where you hear that first beat and it's just go. And it was the greatest concert I've ever seen. Boom. Winning, winning, winning.
That's a great story. Everyone won.
Yeah, did your Frenchman get laid?
Ooh. Here's the thing. After the concert, she hung out with him all night.
Oh, that's so nice.
But I had to leave that night to go back, and I was his ride. Oh. But I thought she was going to ditch him right after. I'm like, as soon as this concert's done, we're never going to see. She hung out with us the whole rest of the night. Came to the comedy show. She was really cool.
Wow.
He get laid.
I don't think he boned.
Again.
I don't think he boned.
That was my question.
We're gonna bone. Wait now. You either gotta be rich or super young to get that strange bone in public.
Not you, the Frenchman.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I mean, how lonely was he? Like that, you know, it just seems like he might have went for it.
I don't know if he's really that lonely. I don't know, man. He's a great guy.
Well,
if he was
complaining that he was lonely and had a big dick, I'm pretty sure he tried.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's on a couple things. Here's the thing. I love the guy to death, but he's got a unibrow, and nobody will break it to him to shave the unibrow.
So just break it to him because you don't see
I go,
like
hey, dude, you might. I should
person.
Say something. I go, dude, you don't want to be lonely? Shave that unibrow. Just put a little fuck, you know, a little break it open.
A razor length.
Yes.
Break
I'm going to tell him that. I'm going to decide I'm going to do that.
Let's call him right now.
No, I don't want to do that. Hey, so should we bring in our guest? Go get him. I'm so excited for the show. You can hang out if you want to.
Is
You're
there room
more
for
than
me?
To. I think there should be, yeah.
How many? Who are the guests?
We have a whole
really
bunch of people.
I don't know what's about to happen. Well, I don't.
One of my...
I was thrilled walking into the guest.
How great is our studio, by the way? How great is our studio?
Your guys' new studio is freaking amazing.
Right?
Yay!
I love it. It's like my new big dick. I invite my friends over going, hey, look at my big dick I got now. This great big dick. Entering the studio... One of my favorite people on the planet. I love this guy to death. Please welcome one of my favorite people. One of genius. Such a genius. I can't tell him enough how much I love him.
Hi.
How much I love him. Please welcome from the Ding Dong Show, Windy City Heat, the funniest comedy movie ever made, and I'm not just making it up, my good friend, Don Barris.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you. Thank you. Come on, come on in.
Welcome,
here.
Welcome. Okay, so here's what I got set up. Let's set this up, Don.
All right.
We got some of your crew here with us. Some of my favorite people are all here. I had them lined up, some microphones. You know, you and Mary Jane can sit. This
Where's
is Danica Dillon, by the way, hanging out.
Hi, Danica. How
Hi.
Are you? I'm
and gonna... this is Vicky, my co-host.
I know Vicky very well. As a matter of fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, one night I'm in the bathroom of the comedy store, you came in there and you were cleaning the floor with your tongue, and I was really weirded out by that.
Oh my God, you remember that?
Yes. I do.
What? Well, hold
that
on.
Happens.
What were you doing? You guys can
gorgeous
sit down.
Gorgeous girl in the red pants. You can sit by me.
Yeah,
there you go.
Sit over by my friend Danica.
I'll bet you do.
Well, sometimes, but.
Can I introduce everybody to kind of help you out?
Don, I'm your co-pilot
tonight.
Oh, thank
you.
What are we doing
thank
here?
You.
Talk to me.
Well, first of all, over there. Let's start over there.
Hold, stop. How great is my studio?
It's unbelievable. I have a podcast studio not nearly as great as this. This is spectacular. Congratulations.
Thank you very
this
much.
This is, because you know what? I really believe that we are on the crust of a new media, and podcasts are going to be so big. And the people that are learning how to do them now are going to be so far ahead in the game. And when you have great studios like this, but you've been doing it all along. It was a very smart move by you. Now, if I can say this, just to
you
kind
can
of
say get, anything you want.
All right. Well, we The people here are from the cast of the Ding Dong Show. It's actually the longest running show in the history of the Comedy Store. Two movies have been made. One was a thing called Windy City Heat. Thank
phenomenal.
You.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
Windy City Heat is phenomenal.
All right, but now we have the Ding Dong Show. And just all around, I'll give you a little quickly as I can. Right there, the guy with the kerchief coming out. That's Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo. Couple
You know him from Tim and Eric stuff.
Tim and Eric stuff, absolutely. How he was you? In the $1 billion movie. But what a lot of people don't know. Are you posing right now? Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this. First of all, he's very closely related to the Lord Jesus Christ.
What?
Tell him how.
Right. My last name's Fortenberry.
Right there.
And that's a relation to Abraham in the Bible, who's a direct descendant of Jesus Christ.
So you're related to Abraham.
Yeah.
Now, did you go on some website for that?
No, my father told me that when I was growing up several times.
Wow. So this is like royalty, right?
Well, beyond that, he has a special skill that I don't think anyone else in the room has, because this man can control the weather.
What?
Wow.
Right. It's a multi-trillion-dollar racehorse now, if you've been watching the news.
I have been.
And he's
a lot of Alex Jones has been talking about that. A lot of Alex Jones talk.
And he's been trying to get some money off this because he can control the weather. And there's been a few, like I remember one day it had been raining all day, and the weather never predicted that. The day after it rained, he actually said that he was the one that made it rain.
So you, why did you make it rain, Tennessee?
Because Southern California has been suffering for water for the last 80 years, 100 years. I knew when I was growing up in Tennessee, I would escape to California, become a movie star, control the weather, make it rain.
So that was on your vision board. You put all that, control the weather, movie star, make it rain.
When I was in junior high, I knew this.
Now, let me ask you something. Is that a lot of pressure?
It is, as a matter of fact. So I go to the beach. You notice I got a real good tan.
Looking good.
And
can we see your tan a little bit? The shirt's on, but yeah. Can we see it?
Now, I want you to know this. You are 60 years old. How old?
63.
Look
63.
At this.
Wow, really?
Right. I look about 35.
I wouldn't even say that. You could pass. You could get in a movie as a high school student, I think.
I wouldn't doubt that. I'm like,
look at
thinking,
that. Wait,
whoa. That's a shred right there.
Take off the pants. Let's see the whole thing.
Now, just do me a favor, though. You have underwear on. It doesn't have to be clean.
Yeah, I have underwear
okay,
on.
Okay.
Tennessee's a gentleman.
Tennessee is, that's Mary Jane, by the way, everybody. She's the queen of the Ding Dong Show.
I will say this, if I can. I wanted to ask you something.
I love how he's doing it slowly. Is it seductive? He's so seductive.
He plays with people's hearts. He always has done that. That's take it all the way off. Might as well. What the hell? Looking good. Now, I wanted to ask you, I've never asked you this question before. Do you think the fact that you're a direct descendant of the Lord Jesus Christ is giving you these powers to control the weather?
I definitely feel that the angels, the guides, I'll call them guides and angels. I see them as real people because I see them as guides.
Hold on just a second. Schizo, close your mouth. Okay. Right over there, that's a schizophrenic surfer. You know how he got his name?
How?
He's schizophrenic and he's a surfer.
Oh, so it worked. That totally worked.
But he's actually a singer, and both these guys are going to be putting out a song. Jessica here, we'll introduce her in a second, but you have a song. What's
you got a hot crew, bro. You run with a hot crew.
Oh, you know I would.
You don't. I mean, it's the ladies. You get them.
Well, you know what?
Sex.
We'll go through this and we'll tell. This over here on the far end, this is Jessica.
Now,
hi.
Hi, Jessica. Welcome.
Maybe you'll
Thank
notice
you.
Her breast. She has very beautiful breasts.
I did, and then I go to the second favorite thing, braces.
Oh, yes, braces.
You're going with a Skrillex haircut, some braces, and some tatas.
Yeah, true.
Now, you look like a weird Filipino-Mexican blend. Am I close on that? Am I hot? Am I cold?
I'm Puerto Rican and German.
Close enough. I think that's it could have gone either way on that one. It could have gone either way.
Hey, you know what, Schizo? Just to keep it all together, you should probably take off your shirt, too.
Take off my shirt.
Yeah, right. All right. And right here, this is the lovely Mary Jane. You've done a lot of
legendary Mary Jane.
You've done a lot of Playboy radio, haven't you?
Yes, my lovely friend Taylor Rain.
Oh, that's see one
She's
time
had me on tons.
I used to have a girlfriend who wouldn't leave the house, right? So I'd have to go and jerk off in jerk off booths because I just had to do it sometimes. I needed to be alone. And one time I put a dollar in. Whose movie came up? Yours.
How cool is that?
Question is, did I beat off or did I change the channel?
I'm going to say you beat off.
What would you prefer, Mary Jane?
Well, one day when I was walking by a magazine stand, and I saw myself on the cover of a sexy magazine, and then this guy kind of recognized me and tried to be really perverted, and I told him it is none of my business what he chooses to do with his material and waste from it, as yes. long as I don't see it or hear about it.
And that's what happened. I changed the channel. I thought you would say that.
Thank you.
And I completely, I can't beat off to my friends. She's my friend.
And the one, just so we can get this, and then we can go, by the way, Schizo's got the shirt off.
I got to be honest with you. There's probably more man heat in this studio than there's ever been.
You know what?
Is there a fire code?
And it's about time, Sam, quite frankly.
I would, before we go any farther, maybe we should introduce the last cast member. This is Katie Manzel. You know Katie very well.
Katie is one of my favorite comedians. I've done many shows with her.
Yes.
I did your Mexican emo show in East L.A., and it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
You're one of my favorite people on the planet.
And you're one of mine.
Aww.
Oh, why don't you two get a hotel room?
Stop.
By the way, because we are on Playboy Radio.
PlayboyRadio.com, everybody. Check it out.
You probably are aware of this, but why don't you tell them how you were related to the Playboy Corporation?
My mom is Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend, and I grew up there.
This isn't just some girl that received a load from Hugh. This is somebody who moved in and lived with you.
You lived with Hugh.
No, my
mom. Well, but
mom,
I mean, mom, but look at this right there. Why don't you show that little thing?
Yeah, Baby Blue. That was her nickname.
And your mom was a playmate?
Yeah, she was a playmate.
What year?
She's Miss July 77.
Look it up. Put
Sandra,
it on your, put Sandra it on
Sandra Theodore. She baby
Hold
blue.
On, her name was her name is Sandra Theodore?
Yeah.
That's one of the most unsexy names I've ever heard in my life.
Really?
Yet she's super sexy.
Oh yeah, what about Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo?
Well, I mean, I got wood about that, but I'm like, I'm not saying it's not a, she's not hot, Katie.
Lose
stick
the
with
pants.
Me.
Lose the pants.
Stay with
I'm
me.
Here. I'm here.
I love your mom. Okay. I love your mom.
She's hot.
I've never thought about beating off
to a Sandra Theodore.
Sandra
yeah,
Theodore.
Yeah, I guess that kind of sounds like not sexy.
What happens if you look at this and say, wow, this is an attractive woman? Because I know you feel that Katie's an attractive woman.
Well, my crack team of tech people are looking it up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Schizo's pants are almost
off. Your mom is hot.
She's Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriend.
Can I see this?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't turn around. Okay.
You mind if I come over here?
You know, while you guys are looking at the pictures, I will say I had a phone conversation with Schizo today briefly, and he told me, I don't have to take off my pants, do I? Did anyone here ask him to take off his pants?
I think I did.
Okay, I'm going to say, am I breaking rules here by having so much man heat in the studio? Sam, what is the word on that? Am I going to get kicked off of radio with this much man heat?
I don't know if it's going to break any studio rules, but I might have to turn off your mic.
Okay. Hey, here it is, Don. If you want to look at Katie's hot-ass mom, and you have your mom's look.
Whoa.
Wow, she's a hottie.
I don't think I look like her,
she's
but
beautiful.
You do.
Yeah, you really do.
You do.
You're very lucky because she's a beautiful woman. Congratulations.
Check her out, guys.
Beautiful.
Theodore. Sandra Theodore.
Is this video
Everyone
too?
Everyone Google
this...
it.
Not right now, no.
Not right now?
I'm sorry about that.
Don't worry about that.
We're working on a lot
of
stuff.
I was going to show my penis. That's the only reason.
RoboCop's in here. RoboCop. You've looked at a lot of porn stars in the other room. How's this compare? How does the man heat in here compare, Robo?
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up from Robo.
Thank you.
Hey, let's ask our friend from Dallas. When you thought about coming to L.A. and see all the sights and sounds, did you happen to think, whoa, Katie, your mom is super hot.
I want to see.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I could deal with my knowing that there's pictures of my mother looking like that.
Well, I grew up like with tons of photo albums and like looking at these pictures of my mom. So I'm used to it.
Very nice.
She had a first. I was looking up something the other day and I recognized the name. She had the first text sheet ever.
Yeah, the data sheet.
Data sheet in Playboy. Yeah. So she's on the list of Playboy first.
Yeah. Whoa. You know what's so great about this is I didn't even ask Dragonfly to look at this. He's still looking up pictures of your mom. Dragonfly loves your mom. Is that going to be weird that a friend of yours, because you're on the show, you instantly become a friend with everybody, wants to bang your mom? Is that a weird moment?
I don't think so. That's the point, right? That's why she did what she did, because she's hot and beautiful.
Tell your mom she's booked for next week.
Okay.
On this show.
By the way, we also have a Ding Dong show. You know about that.
It's one of the greatest shows on the planet.
And it's a Death Squad podcast.
It's a great channel.
We actually asked last week if you could bring her on the show. Have you talked to her about
that? Yeah, she definitely wants to come hang out. She's just going through a lot right now. So once she gets her life settled, she'll come.
Well, we look forward to that great moment in comedy. Yeah, it's a great moment. So, Don, tell me, break down something. I mean, your movie was huge. It's one of the funniest things ever. It's a cult classic. I still get mad at certain people who I feel didn't allow the movie to get as big as it could be.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. The name of the movie is Windy City Heat. And it came out, and it was like one of these things, a lot of people became obsessed with it. And I mean really obsessed. We won some film festival awards, like top honors and that kind of stuff. And for the longest time, we were going to do a sequel movie with Johnny Knoxville and Spike Jonze. Their company was going to do it. And for 2.5 years, they chased us. They dropped out. And we're going to probably be doing another movie with it, because now there's a little heat. And coming up in October, we're having our 10th anniversary. So we're having a 4-day festival where people are coming from all over.
10th anniversary of the movie, Windy City Heat?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been 10 years.
I know. This October.
October 11th, or actually the 12th. But we're on Friday night, we're doing a podcast from the Comedy Store. Saturday night, we're going to have a viewing of the film with all these fans. So, it's just going to be fun, so people should come out
for
that.
Don, please come on before this and promote it.
I'd appreciate that. I'd really appreciate
that. What date is that?
That's
put
a Friday.
Write something down about that. Just scribble.
Friday, October 11th.
Put that in the books. Yeah. Dragonfly. Can you put that something?
Can I
write
say
something
this?
Down
I like
about
the way
that.
Dragonfly works. Dragonfly's a class guy.
Dragonfly's the shit. Charlie, do something.
Wow, that's all you have to do?
Yeah, no, but I just yell at people.
Just do something.
Yeah,
and it's done.
I need this in the books. We got to make sure this Windy City thing happens.
Thank you. And we're trying to tell you not the scam, but we're doing something here. But that's what I think is kind of cool. And like I said before, you were kind of one of the guys at the forefront of this in the podcast world, because I think it is such a wave of the future, and the fact that you and I'm learning how to do it, because I have like now 2 podcasts. I'm going to get a third, and I think that
is the Big Three still going.
The Big Three is still going. We've been for the last 3 years. We've been doing that.
Our friend Gareth Reynolds, who's typically on the show, is a huge fan of the Big Three. We call him the Human Sound.
Really?
Box. Yeah.
Oh,
and huge fan.
He had to go. He's on the road, and he was so upset he was going to miss it. Like,
you know what?
So he's missing this episode.
Do you have a plastic bag? I'll come in it for him or something.
Dude,
like that.
Can we get a plastic bag in here for him to beat off into? Okay, can you just do a cup?
I just need to pour some in there.
Okay,
I don't need to beat off. I carry it with me.
Can we take a picture real quick of the two sexy guys here and send it to Gareth? Say, missing you. Can we send him that real quick?
That would be great.
That's a good
just
one.
Just let him know. So, Don,
yes, sir.
The big thing is coming up. The big anniversary is coming up. You're doing the show all the time. What if people, they can hear it on Death Squad, but
no,
if they want to see
it. The Big Three Podcast is thebig3podcast.com, and it's on iTunes. But I wanted to compliment you because of the fact.
I love those.
No,
and you can have the next
really
30 minutes to do it.
Everybody knows about you. And you're, like I said, at the forefront of this.
Tell her that.
Why?
I love
is she
him.
Are you playing hard to get?
Sometimes
let me tell you something.
Don, sometimes she makes me cry.
Okay, now I'm getting a little upset, because you know what you should be doing? You should be
Whoa, what did you just say?
What did you just say?
Dan Cadillan, did you say I deserve it?
Sometimes you deserve
That's
it.
That's not cool. Because I told her, like, maybe once in a while, she might want to think about bleaching her asshole, and I became an asshole. I mean, it's just uncalled for.
You have never seen my asshole.
Danica, do you don't think I do my research?
I don't think you did it that well.
Are you a model?
Yeah, she's a model.
Because I'll tell you this. I don't know if you know this, but you're very pretty.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right. There you go.
See, he got
Don's
vibes.
Breaking.
I like him.
He just makes it happen.
No, but what you should be doing is, if Sam says something, you should be worshiping him.
If he wanted
his balls licked to keep him warm, you should be doing that.
Occasionally.
Let's not go that
Let me
far.
Ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
Be honest, because I'll see if you're lying.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever licked his asshole?
No. She's against that. Don, I want you to see Danica. Oh, actually, if you Google Danica Dillon's asshole, some pictures come up.
Got nervous.
We're looking at them.
Did you see in Details
magazine? Oh, yeah. What about it?
They had like museum of people painting their assholes on paintings. Famous movie star.
Can you look that up, guys? Can
we
look that up?
Details Magazine this month or this last issue.
Can you look up Details Magazine, painting assholes?
Can I push one thing, and I hate to interrupt, but I'll tell you this. I'm so happy because we're going to have this thing on the Ding Dong Show. It's the Ding Dong Idol, where we're having a little competition. And these two guys, along with Jessica's a producer. She actually has a video out on YouTube. What's the name of it again?
Tectonic.
And it has over 1.4 million views.
Hold on. Tectonic. Can you look that up?
Tectonic. So she's going to produce these guys. And over here, Schizo, now you wrote this song. Can you give us a little bit of this? This is called On a Mission of Mercy. And this is a great song. The song isn't completed.
Is this an original?
This is an original.
Oh, we're getting original. Okay. Danica, real quick, breaking news. Danica Dillon eats ass.
Oh, whoa.
Man, oh, look, that is, okay, you don't need
that
to bleach it.
Ass.
I take it back.
Whoa.
Can we go back to the, oh, yeah, look at that. Look at this, Don, real quick. She loves to eat ass. And, Dylan, what is this position called?
I think more people should eat ass. I'll tell you this.
What is that position called? Missionary, what, in porn terms, what's that called? Is there a name for that?
It's over and under.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
That's my favorite position in porn. Anybody else? My favorite thing is watching her get crushed while I stare at her asshole. Anybody else like that?
I got to tell you, it's become my favorite thing. You keep distracting me with all these things. Like, hey, look at her ass, look at all. And then I'll look up and I see this vision over here, the two guys, and it brings me back to reality.
Okay, so we're done talking about your beautiful butt.
By the way, if it
Dylan.
Means anything, wonderful butt. There you go.
Oh, one more time, what's it called? Over under?
Over and under.
Over yeah. and write that down. Write that down so I can't.
Do
forget
it with a smile, for God's sake.
The camera
be eating
can get
his
under.
Ass.
So
yeah,
they have
I love
the guy,
it.
So they have
it's
the
my
guy
favorite.
Up and
yeah,
over, like
yeah, I
this.
Love that. I just as long as they don't Whoa. Get the man's ass in there, and I can just see her going, "Oh my yeah. God, it's hurting." I love that. Anybody? I'm the only weird guy in the room. Okay, thank you, Charlie. And people are like, "Why is Charlie here?" Now you know. I just need somebody in the room so I'm not alone in the in a crowd. That's what I want. Okay, please.
Well,
Don, I'm sorry. I'm
no, just, no, don't be sorry at all.
I got Danica's asshole all over the place.
And you know what? That's worth it.
Thank you.
Very classy. Very good. You know what? People put down beauty, but let me tell you something. It's not important. Bullshit. It's the most important thing in the world, and don't forget that, okay? So, but what I was saying is, Schizo has a song. Could you give us a little of the song? This is called On a Mission of Mercy.
Okay.
It's a rock song, so here we go.
One, two. Three. On a mission of mercy.
Wait a minute. What the fuck are you doing? You're not rocking out. You're like, on a mission of mercy.
Yeah. Dude,
get into it,
radio.
For God's sake. This
Dave
is,
Navarro's on this channel.
There's over 300 people listening right now, for
over,
God's sake.
Beyond. Thousands.
One. Get into it. Get into it. Rock out. Come on. Move a little bit.
One, two three, four. On a mission of mercy. Big, bold, and lofty, going across the nation around the world on a mission of mercy, bearing wells of wishful thinking on a mission of mercy.
Hey, the lyrics change every time, I got to tell you. That's what's amazing about that song. Every time they change. But very good. It's the Schizophrenic Surfer.
That was excellent, man.
Thank
Are you,
you
really, you know, because a lot of people come in here, man. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of guys come in here. They try to put on a show for our thousands and thousands and thousands of listeners, and a lot of them wilt. The pressure's too much. The lights get into them. You stayed in the pocket.
On a mission of mercy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's the thing.
That's what we're talking about.
Let me ask
about.
You this. You hear Robert Plant in him.
I
don't
did. I couldn't get the name, but you said it. There it is.
Now, could you, and I'm not trying to push this as a, because we do comedy over there during the Ding Dong Show, but Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo also is a singer. As a matter of fact, that's how we met Jessica, right?
Really?
Why don't you tell them how you met Tennessee?
Well, I met him at one of my shows. He came over and he
now,
saw
your
me.
Your show is you are a...
A singer, songwriter, performer.
And you've worked with the likes of... Corrupt
Young Gotti.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of rappers.
And yeah, I don't know why rappers would like you. They normally don't like blondes with big tits. It's really amazing.
It is funny. Well, sometimes they go outside the box.
Yo.
Well, they're really nice to me.
Oh,
so
I'm sure they are.
I met him at the Hollywood Studios area, and he was mining for gold at the time, and that's how we met.
What does that mean, picking his nose? That's what my dad used to call mining for gold.
He was actually
nose.
Mining for gold.
Really?
He was looking for gold miners.
Right. Really?
And did he use that line? Like, would you like to go hunting for gold with me?
Yeah. So,
and what was your comment when he asked that question?
I was like, do you have a metal detector that's like, you know, it's good enough to find gold in the forest? And he was like, yeah, I got like a $4,000 one and we can go gold hunting. So
did you feel like we're BFFs, or was there like a soulmate thing? Like maybe there's a little bit of me that's a little bit attracted to this gold miner.
Oh, it was love at first sight at first.
They were engaged for a little bit.
Hold on. What?
This
Tennessee.
This was a Gower's Gulch. You know, that's where the gold originated here in Los Angeles, Gower's Gulch.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now, were you a gold digger? He's a gold miner. Were you a gold digger?
No, actually, I like to, you know, I like to find the gold and dig it out and everything. So I guess you can say
that. Oh, so
that
you guys
too.
Were a team.
We were a team. We were teaming up, and we're going to strike it rich together.
Now, that's his talent is singing. Tennessee, do you have a talent?
Yeah, I sing too, but my song is not hard rock like
yours.
Is
more of a country song.
It's more of a country and appealing to girls.
Okay. Ooh. We have a couple girls here in the room. I know most of them are part of the Ding Dong Show. We got a girl from Dallas. They tend to like
Where's
country.
The girl from Dallas?
And we have our good friend Danica Dillon, who does over-unders on film, which makes me happy. So
there's a lot of things on film.
Well, the only one I care about is the over-under. So, which is great because I also like to gamble, too. So I can call.
I take teeth shots, too.
Stop.
What's a teeth shot?
Teeth shots where you jizz on her teeth.
Oh, that's why your teeth are so darn white.
Yeah. It white. People don't talk about that. It just whitens teeth.
Conditions your hair, too.
I didn't know.
Well, I don't need that.
So, Don, this is your show. This is what you do. I just want to know, can we, you know.
It's up to Tennessee. Would you like to sing a little? Now, this is a song that we just found out today that he wrote, because I said, Tennessee, do you have a song that you've written? And it's a country song. So you got to, what kind of guitar? Do you have like a twangy type thing behind you, or what is it going to be?
If you could ask Miss Dillon to come up here and stand before me, I'll sing to
Please,
her.
Please, let him serenade you, Danica
How
Dillon.
How lucky are you?
Please let him serenade you. This is great. Should she stand, or should we get her to chair?
Stand right here.
Okay, stand. Thank you, Danica Dillon. I knew you were here for a reason, and that's to be serenaded by the lovely Tennessee. Now, that's great. We love you. That's why you're here. Now, would you be more comfortable if her boobs are out?
No, this is good.
Okay, see?
What a fucking idiot you are.
Okay. Danica, please help us for this amazing thing. This is going to be huge.
No, because I need to bleach my asshole.
No, you don't. I saw it. Your asshole's perfect. He will sing harder, Danica, if he can see your boobs. Yeah, for the show, please.
Okay.
For the show. Yeah, just let him see your boobs while he sings. Okay? For the show. For the show.
Sam, you owe me.
Okay.
I went around the world in 80 days just to be close to my friend. And every time I look into the water, I think of her once again. So tell me that you love me, darling. Tell me that you found a friend. Tell me that you need me, honey. And think of me once again.
Aw, he didn't even look at my boobs.
He didn't look at your but he did. Couldn't stop staring.
Can I tell you something?
He didn't look at you. The whole time to your eyes. He couldn't stop staring at your boobs.
May I say something? Don't feel bad, because these people were in the same bed together. And he would not have sex with her when they were engaged to be married.
Oh,
he would
you?
Not marry her until when? When did you say you would marry her?
Well, I've written some screenplays that I have in the Library of Congress. One of them's The Wind and the Rain, about my ability to control the weather. It's on my website, TennesseeLuke.com. And when
Tennessee
I told
Luke.
Her, write TennesseeLuke.com, The Wind and the Rain is a screenplay I'm trying to sell. And I figured if I could sell that for $35 million, then possibly Jessica and I would see each other a whole lot more.
Stop. Let me just say this. And I'm just going to throw this out. Don,
yes?
What if we start a Kickstarter account to raise money to shoot this movie?
With his movie? I got to tell you this. I'm kind of doing that already, okay. So I don't want to be involved in that.
I'm out. I just want to help. I just want to help.
And you know what? I'll tell you this. Thank you very much. Yeah, Mary Jane, you were going to say something? I'm sorry.
We can come back and let you know when we have it all set.
Well, or if it's set up and you have a link and you want people to donate, I want to be a part of this.
And you can be on the red carpet list at the premiere.
Oh, my God. You guys wow. Are some, is there wow. Any kind of like weird guy number one or two in the movie where I can just be weird and hang out?
Are you asking for a role in
Me
the
Me and
film?
Charlie. Charlie okay. Would be number two.
Charlie definitely could.
Are you putting on your pants?
What are you doing?
Why are you putting on your pants?
I don't know.
You stare at boobs and then you yeah. Put your pants on.
You know what? I'm honestly thinking that maybe you should show your penis.
No,
if we're doing
we don't want to see that.
Why?
No.
I think I would.
I don't.
It's okay.
Please.
It's okay.
I like to leave it to the imagination. All right. I just want to picture you a good BSR. That's
a
ball sack ratio.
Okay.
I want to dream you have a perfect ball sack ratio. Oh my God! I can't see his balls. I'm sorry about that. Everybody's on their phones right now. I'm in the studio, rocking a live radio show, and everybody's seen how many tweets they're getting.
All done. Nope.
No, I wanted to see if I got that last bit of footage because I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
Nothing against you, but you sang outstanding.
Yeah, and you know he didn't even look at her boobs. He was looking into your soul, not your
he
asshole.
Sure was. I know. Didn't need to bleach my eyes for anybody.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Tennessee, give her that look right before you kill him. There you go.
And then
it.
You kill them?
Yeah.
With love.
Oh.
You know, or with a knife or some kind.
How long were you guys together that he didn't bone you hard?
We've never boned, so.
But, like, how long? Like, were you guys together before you realized this guy isn't going to hit it or quit it?
I think it was about 2 months that we were hanging out and constantly talking on the phone, and then
how many times would he talk to you on the phone?
Well, it got really creepy because he started calling me 20 to 40 times a day.
Why is that creepy?
Well, because I'd be like, I'm busy, you know, doing something, and it would be like buzz, 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 my phone.
Why are you calling her so much, Tennessee? I mean, if you didn't want to hit it.
Well, I think she's a potential in the economy, and I was trying to figure out a way we could maybe sell the screenplay, get a song going that would, like, number one hit.
Oh, I like that.
She's going to do the lyrics for him because he keeps changing it, and I figure his hard rock song would make it a number one, possibly.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, as a woman, did it kind of hurt your feelings that he wasn't trying to get down your pants?
Yeah, it hurt me a lot.
And not the good kind of hurt, either. When you feel it in your stomach, that kind of good hurt, but the kind of, like, you're kind of abandoned.
I got to tell you something. She's not going to mention this, but I saw how hurt
do.
She was because at one point during one of our podcasts at the Comedy Store, she...
Do we have any sad music right
well,
now?
It should be sad music because you broke up with her on the podcast because you said that she was drinking too much.
Right. And, you know, women, they act like that whenever the love affair is not working out like our economy wasn't. We wasn't selling yeah.
Is that why a lot of people are drinking?
Wait a minute. Are you
yeah,
okay?
They
hold on. Are you okay?
Like, throw it around.
I'm just getting a little tired standing out.
You want to just sit, lie on the ground?
Yeah, lay down. Lay down.
You lie on the ground.
Lay on the ground.
Bring the mic with you.
Bring the mic with you. Bring the mic. Lay down because we might have to interview you.
Well, anyway, Sam, so what he did is he breaks up with her on the show, and she was so hurt that her and her sister were there that night, and she said, I want to have a threesome with somebody. So she said,
and you and your sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she asked me, is there anybody here at the Comedy Store that would that would sleep with us? The first person I thought, Jeff Richards. And brought him up, and they met, and they got to know each other pretty well.
And what happened? Did you hit it?
Well, he took me out on a date, and he got a bottle of tequila. And I don't remember anything, so.
I don't know what that was. That was a moment right there. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm friends with him. He's a great friend, but
did you wake up?
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, okay.
And where'd you wake up?
In his bed next to him.
And what do you think happened?
I don't know. I don't remember. I think he might have, like, gave me an apple.
He's like Johnny Appleseed.
What is that?
Wow, that's a classy move.
So did you ever have a threesome with your sister?
No, not yet, but we wanted to.
Can we work with Don and maybe work on some way of auctioning this off? It's all Don's call.
What are you saying exactly? What do you want to do?
Well, me and my sister just want to meet like somebody that's a really nice guy.
Now, you open, like, you know my theory. There is no race. Actually, there's only one race, and that's the human race. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you, everybody.
That was really cool, man.
And so is there anybody that you wouldn't want to sleep with?
No.
Let's say an Armenian came here.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry.
There's an Armenian in the room. Armenian named Sam in the room.
I'm sorry. That's right.
Trust me, he has no technique. Sam is off.
Danica, you're just
How do you know that? How do you
I just
know
had
that?
A guy.
Because he dry humped me on our last radio show.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so uncool, man. Do I have to hump you here?
No, it's okay.
I wouldn't
I'll
mind
pass.
Watching that.
Who wants to watch me hump Danica, honestly? No.
You really don't want to.
Only one person raised his hand.
How many people like
That's
to watch
really,
me?
Stop. I'm going to say something. I'm really hurt by all my friends here not supporting me when I'm like trying to throw a little slow grind. And I'm like, who wants to help me? And not one of you guys besides my good friend Charlie raised his hand. Say, hey, Sam, that nice, sexy chick who's got a great asshole and does over-unders on film doesn't trust your slow grind. Why don't you step up to the plate and slow grind her? But no one
maybe
did that.
If you wouldn't.
You just got promoted, Charlie, to whatever you want.
Adorable girl that she had an asshole that needed bleach.
And then we saw it and I said, you don't.
But before you've seen it, you told me that I needed to bleach my asshole.
I mistaked you for I said Danica Patrick needs her butt bleach.
Well, I would love to see that video where she actually
trust me, it's on GoDaddy. You can see it. this has been the great show. Don, we're running out of time.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Don,
I truly appreciate that.
Can I just tell you something?
Yes.
I think you're one of the most brilliant dudes on the planet.
Thank you very much, Sam. I greatly appreciate that.
If you
because
love comedy, you got to go to the Comedy Store about 1 in the morning.
Oh, much later than that.
You
got
to go about 4:30 in the morning, and you have to watch The Master Work. And you are hilarious.
So I want to say something, too, real quick, because I love podcasts, and I've seen tons of them. I listen to all of them. The Big Three Podcast Live at the Comedy Store was the best live podcast I've ever seen.
Oh,
that was an amazing
event. It was
event.
Great.
Oh, thanks,
and that's why
man.
I'm so excited for your 10-year anniversary
show. Yeah, we're going to do that
October
11th in
the
Comedy Store.
And the weekend of that, lots of festivities.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for saying that.
Katie, will you be my date to that?
I would love to.
Aww.
Someone's getting some pussy.
No, we're just good friends.
Danica, will you come to the show on October 11th?
If I'm not feature dancing, I will.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect. Exactly what I said when they said, how's October 11th? I said the same thing. If I'm not feature dancing, that's a great night. So.
Don, what would you like to push right now as we run out? We slowly.
The Ding Dong Show on Death Squad. They put it up whenever. The Big Three Podcast, the October 11th show. I just want everybody to know Mary Jane, who helps me produce these shows. She's unbelievable. She's incredibly beautiful, but incredibly smart. Look at those legs.
Thank
a website
you.
Voted those legs the most beautiful legs in the world 3 years in a row.
There
and I agree.
Behind
my
every
legs
great.
Stopped.
They never stopped. Okay.
Your legs never stop?
They never do. They're very long.
That's great.
Katie Manzella, I'm very glad she's back in my Ding Dong Show. Over here, Jessica. Of course, look at that. I mean, what can you say right there? Tennessee and Schizo.
I need that in my life. Thank you, guys.
But thank you for having us.
Thank you, guys, for coming out and being a part of the show.
Hey, I want to do your sports show, too.
Don, all you have to do is have a Tuesday off. I know you work all the time.
Oh, I wish I would have known.
Is there? Do they go on any kind of vacation?
We just had 2 weeks off this week.
Well, how often do you have it?
Maybe at the end of August or something.
Please,
I'd love
to
do it.
Come back, you'll do two Tuesdays in a row.
All right, because I'll tell you the God's honest truth. I love you. Ari Scheifer is one of my favorite people alive, and Jason Tebow, another great person. I just want to be part of it, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us on.
Guys, anytime. Hey, any announcements?
Go to Brown Paper Tickets and pick up your tickets for Toronto. We will be there August 15th, 16th, and 17th. Go to naughtyshow.net and naughtymerch.com. Get a T-shirt. And, yeah, that's it. Go on iTunes, rate and review.
Guys, I will be in San Diego at the Comedy Madhouse August 2nd and 3rd. Please come out, hang out. I slow grind people's faces at the end of the show. It's a great one. Another stellar night at Playboy Radio. I hope you enjoyed as much as I enjoyed doing this. Go on naughtyshow.net. Go on iTunes and rate us. It really helps us. Why buy a t-shirt. I don't know why he's put on the shit. Okay, we still got 45 seconds. You're ruining radio.
45 seconds. Just drop them.
Just drop them for 45, bro. And we can't thank Playboy Radio enough for just, one, loving our show, getting behind it, and just, you know, they're so cool. It's an honor to be with the Bunny, and we will see you soon. We got great shows coming up. And next week is
Lorenzo Lamas!
See you then.
On a mission of mercy.